Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey.
What's up?
Are y'all ready to get this party started? What's up, family?
Yeah.
What up, Sherry?
What up, Sherry? Okay, so Heidi's out today, y'all, but Frank will join us later. It looks like my girl, Drusadora, had to set it off on her husband on last night's episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Also, Shia LaBeouf has some serious explaining to do after being blasted by not only FKA Twigs, but also Sia's calling him out. Mm. Yikes.
Ooh. And I got a chance to chat with my girl, Bachelorette Tayshia Adams. But Gary, what you got?
Well, honey, it looks like my girl, Miss Kenya Moore, baby, is taking some shady lessons, honey, from me, darling. Yes, bitch. She came from my other girl, baby, Miss Sherry, honey, on Watch What Happened Live last night, honey. Yes, ma'am, baby. Now, during the virtual live chat with Andy Cohen, Kenya was asked about her least favorite past guest she was paired with while on Watch What Happens Live, and this is what she had to say, baby.
A past guest that was on Watch What Happens Live with you that you would never want to be on the show with again.
Sherry Shepherd. That was probably my worst appearance. I thought she was trying to take over the show. She was very arrogant. Sherry.
She was calling you Kendra most of the night, right?
She thought she was still on The View, and she didn't know she had apparently been fired.
Damn. She ran it back twice.
Oh, wow.
Sherry, what are your thoughts, honey, on Miss Kenya and what she said? And why would you think, honey, she's still coming for you?
It was so funny because I was trying to remember when I did Watch What Happens Live with Kendra. I was trying to remember, and I wish that Kendra could pay me to care like she paid those dues to be her boyfriend after season 10 before she got fired from Real Housewives of Atlanta. I do remember taking over because it took so long for you to get a thought out of your head. I had to fill up the space. And, before I left The View, we won our first Emmy, Kendra. And, it's never had highest, the ratings have never been higher since I have left. So, there you go, Kendra. Oh. Have a great day.
Sherry with the reads this morning.
Much to do, Kendra. I'm working on Dish Nation. I got my other show. I'm writing a book. It's just so much in my head, Kendra. Oh. But I want you to have a really nice day working. Because that's what we both do. Ooh. Much love to you.
Ooh, well, there's not much left to be said behind that.
God.
We got a shade fest going back and forth, baby.
But Portia, we have got to talk about the new peach in town because it was Drusadora's first appearance on The Real Housewives of Atlanta last night. And we really got to see how she confronted her husband of 6 years, Ralph Pittman. So during the episode, Drew blasted her husband for disappearing for 3 days. And get this, Drew says while he was gone, she had no way of contacting him, and he had the nerve to set up cameras in their house to spy on the family. Now, how would you handle this if your man left unannounced for 3 days and then was spying on you?
First of all, can we go ahead and say Drew done earned her season check first episode? I mean, damn.
Right.
Most
Housewives, you have to bring us on the show and drag out the dirt. She threw it in our faces last night. And let me say, for me, if I was in a situation, I feel like I would feel like Drew. Like, I definitely would be hurt. I would feel like he's gaslighting the situation. Like, how you gonna leave, not answer your phone, but yet you wanna see what I'm doing? Like, I would be so pissed.
But Portia, I think Drew should be happy. Toni Braxton said her man left for 7 whole days and not a word from him, so she had number 3. So, hell.
7 whole days. You're right. And you know what, Gary? You are right about that. You are right about that. And, Gary, this also feels like a situation of love should have brought your ass home last night because...
That's
it's like, hold on.
Come on,
you guys, she was trying to breathe again. Leave her alone.
Okay.
Well, y'all, looks like it's going down, and Shia LaBeouf may want to transform his life real quick fast after this. Man. Now, FKA Twigs filed a lawsuit against Shia last week and alleged that he sexually and physically assaulted her during their relationship.
Wow.
And after word got out about the lawsuit, another singer, Sia, came out in support of FKA, claiming that she was also hurt. Now, she tweeted, "I too have been hurt emotionally by Shia, a pathological liar who conned me into an adulterous relationship, claiming to be Signal. I believe he's very sick and have compassion for him and his victims. Just know if you love yourself, stay safe, stay away."
Oh my God.
Boom.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
He just don't even seem like that.
It's like he took his role in the movie Disturbia and just completely ran with it.
Exactly.
Now, Portia, do you believe that Sia could have been conned into an affair?
Oh, my God, headcrack, you took the words out of my mouth. This man has lived his life through a method of method acting, okay? I don't believe he knows when to turn it off.
But this is where I agree with you, Portia, because men always do this stuff. This is where I feel for the other woman. They will always tell you that the wife is a bitch. I'm leaving the wife. She act this way. And then you fall into it because you think something, you know all about the wife. The wife don't know nothing about you. So I absolutely believe he conned her into having an affair with him.
When you meet a man and he's married, most of the time if they're trying to talk to you, it's always an unhappy marriage. You will never meet a man trying to holler at you and he's happily married, okay?
Right.
So just leave him alone.
Oh.
All right, y'all, let's send a legendary happy birthday shout out to Dionne Warwick. On Saturday, 80. She made it to 80. We thank God for her, and we all know what legends get. What do they get? They get a sketch on Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
So SNL decided to pay tribute to the icon by creating the Dionne Warwick Talk Show, where she interviews the younger generation of celebrities, y'all. Take a look.
Miss Warwick, you're a legend.
And who are you?
I'm Harry Styles. Maybe you know my song, Watermelon Sugar.
What is watermelon sugar?
Some people think it's about oral sex.
That's nasty.
No. But, on a woman.
Okay, well, now I like your ass, okay?
So Dionne saw the sketch, y'all, and tweeted props to Ego Wodum for her portrayal, saying, "I just logged in to tell @Eggy_boom @SNL and the other young lady that they did a wonderful job. I hope you all have a great Sunday, and I'll come back if I get bored."
Oh,
honey,
nice.
It was love and
love
shade
it.
All in one tweet.
And do you ever think that Dionne predicted that she would ever be on SNL in the future? I mean, she did have the psychic hotline.
I just love it. I don't think she could have seen that she was going to be on SNL, but I think it tickles her to death.
Okay, everybody, all eyes on Georgia, baby. Now, listen, today is early voting for those 2 Senate seats in the runoff race. So make sure you grab your friends, grab your family, and get out there and vote. Early voting ends December 31st. So we went out and we showed out Georgia for the presidential race. So let's do it again for these 2 Senate seats. Vote today.
All right, coming up, we're going to show you how Nigella Lawson butchered Honey the Microwave right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, man, Chewy Martinez here, hanging out with my girl Tayshia. How you doing, Bachelorette Nation? Here we are. This is crazy. I watch you on TV all the time and hand out roses, and now you're here hanging out with me. So this is awesome. How you doing?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm doing good. Thank you. How about yourself?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. So being one of the first, you know, you and Claire being the first Latina bachelorettes, how does that feel, man? No pressure, right?
None at all. No, it feels so good. Like, I feel like, I don't know, it's the perfect time. And I'm so happy to be given the opportunity because I just feel like even growing up myself, I didn't see so many women that looked like me on television. And so if I could be, you know, someone that someone looks up to, then I feel blessed. I'm lucky. That's all I want.
Right, right. I was kind of thinking that Juan Pablo ruined it for us, but nah. Then you came in there. You came in there and but saved all of us. You saved every Latino on the planet. So for that, we thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. Yo, how was it? How was it jumping into this crazy situation, you know, with the show already underway?
I mean, it was definitely something that I was scared about. I think that was one thing that was really, like, prominent in my mind. Like, are these guys going to really accept me? Because I am not like Claire. And to be honest with you, Claire is also Latina. So
right, right. I know.
We have that in common. But that's about, like, you know, the one thing that's, like, very similar to both of us. And, yeah, it was kind of scary. But I think that the guys welcomed me with open arms and were so excited. So,
yeah. Yeah, I love that. Several of the guys had drama. Did you ever just want to do like a mass elimination? Like, I could just see you like, can you guys all line up for me? Yeah, all of you are leaving. None of you are getting a rose. Did you ever want to do that?
You know, sometimes, you can see in my face that I clearly don't have time for like the little boy petty drama that takes place. And it's true. It's just like, come on, like, grow up. Like, this is what you guys are fighting about.
Yeah, and you made Noah shave off his mustache. that was a pretty funny event in my household, especially because I have a beard. Taking one look at it, would you shave or make me shave off my beard?
No, I actually kind of like it. I actually like a beard.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay, Tayshia. She doesn't like the porn stash, but you like the manly, brawny beard.
It looks good.
Love it. Are there any funny or annoying characteristics or turnoffs that would immediately just have you want to give a boot to a guy? What are those kind of things or that just kind of annoy you and get under your skin?
Someone that's just like overly obnoxious, you know?
Yeah.
It has like no sense of like, I don't know, like reading the room. You know what I mean? There's always a time of thing. Also, people that are just rude to other people. I do not deal well with that.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, man.
That's not good for anybody.
Thank you so much for your time, Tayshia. You're awesome. We love you on the show. Keep representing for us, for our people, and for every strong Latina out there. You make us proud.
Thank you. Much love. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. All right, man. Chewy Martinez here hanging out with my girl, Tayshia. How you doing, Bachelorette Nation? Here we are. This is crazy. I watch you on TV all the time and hand out roses, and now you're here hanging out with me. So this is awesome. How you doing?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm doing good. Thank you. How about yourself?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. So being one of the first, you know, you and Claire being the first Latina bachelorettes, how does that feel, man? No pressure, right?
None at all. No, it feels so good. Like, I feel like, I don't know, it's the perfect time. And I'm so happy to be given the opportunity because I just feel like even growing up myself, I didn't see so many women that looked like me on television. And so if I could be, you know, someone that someone looks up to, then I feel blessed. I'm lucky. That's all I want.
Right, right. I was kind of thinking that Juan Pablo ruined it for us, but nah. Then you came in there. You came in there and but saved all of us. You saved every Latino on the planet. So for that, we thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. Yo, how was it? How was it jumping into this crazy situation, you know, with the show already underway?
I mean, it was definitely something that I was scared about. I think that was one thing that was really, like, prominent in my mind. Like, are these guys going to really accept me? Because I am not like Claire. And to be honest with you, Claire is also Latina. So
right, right. I know.
We have that in common. But that's about, like, you know, the one thing that's, like, very similar to both of us. And, yeah, it was kind of scary. But I think that the guys welcomed me with open arms and were so excited. So
yeah.
fault.
Yeah, I love that. Several of the guys had drama. Did you ever just want to do like a mass elimination? Like, I could just see you like, can you guys all line up for me? Yeah, all of you are leaving. None of you are getting a rose. Did you ever want to do that?
You know, sometimes, you can see in my face that I clearly don't have time for like the little boy petty drama that takes place. And it's true. It's just like, come on, like, grow up. Like, this is what you guys are fighting about.
Yeah. And you made Noah shave off his mustache. that was a pretty funny event in my household, especially because I have a beard. Taking one look at it, would you shave or make me shave off my beard?
No, I actually kind of like it. I actually like a beard.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, Tayshia. She doesn't like the porn stash, but you like the manly, brawny beard.
It looks good. Looks good.
Love it. Are there any funny or annoying characteristics or turnoffs that would immediately just have you want to give a boot to a guy? What are those kind of things or that just kind of annoy you and get under your skin?
Someone that's just like overly obnoxious, you know?
Yeah.
It has like no sense of like, I don't know, like reading the room. You know what I mean? There's always a time of thing. Also, people that are just rude to other people. I do not deal well with that.
Yo, don't do that. Don't do that, man.
That's not good for anybody.
Thank you so much for your time, Tayshia. You're awesome. We love you on the show. Keep representing for us, for our people, and for every strong Latina out there. You make us proud.
Thank you. Much love. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Dish Nation. Dish
Nation. Well, Frank, it looks like it's just us two for this next story, brother. And it's about alcohol. Right. It's about booze, hey, brother.
This better not be an intervention.
No, don't worry. It's not about you. It's about the Russians. And they might have to choose between getting the corona vaccine or not drinking for 2 months. Of course, because if you drink too much, brother, it takes a toll on your immune system, essentially making the vaccine meaningless. So that's why they're telling their citizens not to drink. Well, luckily, health officials in Russia told people, no, don't worry, it's not 2 months. They chopped it down to 6 days. You're all right. You can drink after 6 days.
The only thing to do in Russia is drink, as far as like to forget you're in Russia. I think if I was there, I would have to drink. I figured they'd had to distribute the vaccine in a shot glass or vodka bottle, even to get people to take it anyway. Their vaccine comes with an olive. I think maybe this is Russia trying to hop on the healthy bandwagon for itself and say, let's just throw out a 3-week ban on drinking just so they'll stop drinking for once. Let's give the Russian liver a rest.
Right. If you've partied with Russians, you know what's up. A lot of my best friends are Russian, and those brothers party.
Now, Chewy, which celebs do you think would have the hardest time if they were to get this vaccine, especially if they couldn't, you know, drink for 2 months? No alcohol.
You know what? Maybe it's, you know, a couple of my favorite rappers. Maybe Jay-Z. Jay-Z would probably have a tough time. He has a champagne and a vodka. Maybe Diddy. He has Ciroc.
George Clooney. He couldn't do it. He's got his tequila.
Could you be sober and party, or would you have a tough time?
No. I there's no way I'm sober enough to live.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/ trip planner.